Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming partly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, this week, ahead of the upcoming July 4th break, the House Appropriations Committee will debate amendments to several of its fiscal 2022 spending bills, including agriculture and the Interior EPA measures. In the fiscal year 22 agriculture bill, it includes funding for USDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and Commodity Futures Trading Commission. It was advanced on Friday by the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee. At a brief meeting on Friday, Republicans focused criticism not only on the bill's provisions, which include significant increases for rural broadband and ag research, but on the overall spending level. The bill would provide for an increase of more than 10% to $26.55 billion. The Senate out of session for the next 2 weeks. Introduction of the Butcher Block Act in the House last week received a warm welcome from folks like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The legislation would establish a standalone loan program through USDA to help processors expand capacity, improve market options for cattle producers, and encourage competitive markets and pricing for live cattle. The supply of live cattle and the demand for U.S. beef are strong, but lack of processing capacity or hook space stifling producer profitability. The legislation authorizes the Ag Secretary to establish a grant program that would support a range of research and training efforts aimed at strengthening the workforce to meet the labor needs and helping processors become federally inspected to increase capacity. NCBA President Jerry Bone says the legislation addresses both of those hurdles and would go a long way to alleviating the bottleneck that is depressing live cattle prices for farmers and ranchers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The family of a man who died shortly after being released from prison for a killing he did not commit is set to receive a settlement of more than $800,000. Cake News reports that according to the State Finance Council on Thursday last week, they approved the settlement for the family of Olin Pete Coons, who spent more than 12 years in prison before being exonerated back in November. Coons died of cancer in February, 108 days after he was released from the prison. Coons was charged in the 2008 death of Kathleen Scrawl and her husband Carl in Kansas City. He was convicted of killing only Scrawl. The Shawnee County District Court judge did sign off on the $826,000 payment at the request of Attorney General Derek Schmidt. In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations has identified a woman killed in an officer-involved shooting early on Sunday morning in Plainsville. KWCH News reports that the woman was identified as 29-year-old Nicole DeChant from Hayes. DeChant had a misdemeanor warrant for her arrest and had pulled a gun on law enforcement when they arrived to question her. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for grays and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Residents living on the outskirts of a sprawling industrial park in eastern Kansas hope that creating their own town will protect their rural lifestyle from encroaching development. The Kansas City Star reports that opposition to the massive logistics park Kansas City intermodal facility has been brewing for months. It boiled over at an Edgerton City Council earlier this year as they agreed to rezone 700 acres to make way for an industrial properties. It's brought development closer to the homes that residents say they bought to be surrounded by fields and pastures. They hope that incorporating their own town will give them more say over their own fates. In other news, a man was fatally shot during a shootout with police in Kansas City after he allegedly tried to break into a home. The Kansas City Police spokeswoman told the Kansas City Star that the man had been shot by the homeowner when police arrived at the house on Friday afternoon. Police say the man turned a gun on them and they ended up shooting him. He died at the scene. It's unclear if the man had shot at police. Three officers were involved in the shootout and are on paid administrative leave per the agency's standard procedures during the investigation. Good America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A South Central Nebraska man has been convicted on 13 counts related to the sexual abuse of a 15-year-old girl. A Furnas County jury convicted 57-year-old William Quinn Friday on a long list of charges, including sexual assault of a child, human sex trafficking of a minor, and other charges. Prosecutors say the abuse took place over a seven-month period between June of 2019 and January of last year. Quinn has been in custody since January 19th of 2020. He's set to be sentenced on September 15th and could face more than five terms of life in prison. The expiration of a federal ban on evictions at the end of July raises concerns that thousands of Nebraska residents who are behind on their rent could be evicted. Nebraska has dedicated $200 million from the coronavirus aid package that Congress passed in December to help people pay outstanding rent and utility bills. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, it felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the Public Works Administrator an estimate that 7,500 feet of county roads leading into towns and cities could use dust control at a cost of a dollar or more per foot. They suggested use of road gravel might eliminate some of the dust, and they try this approach first. Approval was given for purchase of two new belly dump trailers at a cost of $78,000. Agency on Aging was granted permission to add Wymore as a transportation stop for an out-of-county charge of $25. Commissioners met with the county health nurse and David Vermetten to discuss structural repairs for the health department building, asking that they coordinate with potential contractors to review and submit bids for repair of the building. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer expressed concern regarding demolition of buildings on the east end of the block, asking if this would or could cause more issues. Vermitten said there are guidelines that should be followed on that demolition to prevent structure damage to any adjoining buildings. A demolition timeline is not available at this time. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week approved a proposal from Ron Newts to develop and place a 10-by-10-foot brick monument on the courthouse square dedicated to the service of Washington County native Mark Nooch. The Horse Soldier Monument will honor Nooch and the special forces that he led following 9/11. The 12-member team fought the Taliban in Afghanistan and is considered the most successful unconventional warfare campaign in modern history. Mark Nooch graduated from Washington High School in 1987. Washington County Economic Development Group recently hosted their annual meeting at Palmer with comments from Board Chair Dustin Ruggie, as well as representatives of North Central Regional Planning. They've helped coordinate and acquire financing for some $13 million in projects this last year, including housing rehab, water and sewer projects. They spoke of resources available for local governmental entities as well as private businesses. For information on Washington County Economic Development, contact John Bruna, who serves part-time as director for the group. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the road and bridge supervisor, who's been working with the county attorney to get two portions of road closed in the county where a bridge is no longer passable. A public hearing on the matter is scheduled July 12th at noon. Commissioners rescinded the COVID-19 disaster declaration, which was issued last August. Following an executive session, a resolution was passed unanimously reappointing Betty Rader as the Nemahal County appraiser for a term of 4 years through June of 2025 at a salary of $60,000 per year. The public health alert at Big Indian Reservoir in Southern Gage County has been lifted after tests reveal the toxic blue-green algae levels are well below accepted limits. The alert, issued recently, limited public exposure and closed swimming temporarily. Full use of the lake facilities are now open again. The Gage County Historical Society opened a temporary exhibit this past weekend highlighting the museum's 50-year history. Firm Foundations touches on the Historical Society organization and operations and will be on display through September. Lloyd A. Wetter, age 92, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at the church. Visitation Monday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Wetter.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this frontal boundary nearly stationary, continuing across the central, east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to bring scattered showers and thunderstorm chances as we head through this Monday, continuing into tonight, pretty much all the way through the middle of the week. Temperature-wise, we'll continue to see temperatures ranging in the 80s. So across the area, partly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the upper 60s. As we head into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies will continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, 82. And Wednesday night, isolated storms. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late June, 90. Record high in this date, 106. The average low, 67. The record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
He was 63 axe handles high with his feet on the ground. But was Paul Bunyan a real person? We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 28th, the 179th day of the year. Comedy legend and director Mel Brooks is enjoying his 95th year on Earth, and on this day in 1976, the first woman entered into the U.S. Air Force Academy. You know who wasn't in the military, at least according to legend? Paul Bunyan. The question is, was he actually a real person? The first story of Paul Bunyan appeared in northern Michigan in 1906, and by 1914, the giant lumberjack had started to be used as advertising for a logging company. Historians believe that he's based on a French-Canadian lumberjack named Saginaw Joe, who worked on a logging crew in Michigan after the Civil War. He was rumored to be 6 feet tall, with giant hands and two sets of teeth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about legends and lore at almanac.com.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online. Learn more at landall.com/careers. Landall Company, equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Royals mastered just one run off eight hits and committed three errors in defense in a 4-1 loss to the Rangers yesterday. Texas scored three runs in the first inning, highlighted by a two-run blast from Joey Gallo off Grady Singer. Whit Merrifield has hit safely in 11 of his last 12 games. Yesterday was a 3-4 performance with Kansas City's RBI that came in the fifth inning. With the loss, Kansas City falls to 33-43 on the season, tied for last in the American League Central Division with Minnesota. The Royals' road trip continues with the start of a four-game series at Boston today. Wichita Windsurge took both games of a doubleheader yesterday in Midland, Texas, taking five of the six-game series with the Rockhounds. The Surge continues their Texas road trip with a six-game series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. That gets underway tomorrow night. Monday Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. This past weekend brought with it the annual Kansas Shrine Bowl, and the West's dominance in the Kansas Shrine Bowl continued with a dominant defensive effort in the 14-0 win for the West. Clearwater's Tanner Cash scored the game-clinching touchdown. Junction City's Andrew Corey threw for a touchdown to start the game. Hayes's Gavin Hazelhorst was a force to be reckoned with on the defensive side of the ball. The win gives the West an all-time record of 30-17 in this game, and the last decade and more, they've won nearly every contest. The Kansas Shrine Bowl raises money every summer to help the Shriners Hospitals for Children. To date, the nonprofit has raised over $2.5 million for the kids. Hector Santiago became the first player to be ejected as part of the Major League Baseball's new foreign substance protocols when he was thrown out of the Seattle Mariners' 3-2 victory over the Chicago White Sox yesterday. His glove was confiscated, and it was later announced that he had been ejected. Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Early blight is a common tomato disease that infects the leaves, stems, and fruit. This fungus is most prevalent during warm, wet weather. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Early blight first appears as brown spots with dark concentric circles on lower leaves, then spreads up the plant. Badly infected leaves eventually turn yellow and drop. Minimize the risk by growing blight-resistant or tolerant varieties. Ask your local extension service for a list of disease-resistant tomatoes suited to your climate. Further reduce the risk by keeping plants healthy and properly fertilized. Rotate plantings if possible. Properly space and stake or tower the plants to increase airflow to help reduce the risk of disease. Mulch the soil, water early in the day, and if possible, apply the water directly to the soil with a soaker hose or watering wand. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Patrick Montgomery was an Army Ranger, and in 2014, he had a decision to make, re-enlist or pursue another career option. It was a choice between two things he loved, and in a sense, he's found a way to bring both together in an exciting agricultural venture. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Patrick Montgomery was an Army Ranger, and in 2014, he had a decision to make, re-enlist or pursue another career option.
If I stayed in, I was going to pursue a career path that was even more dangerous than the one I was doing. So my girlfriend at the time, now wife, was like, well, you know, have you ever thought about anything in the civilian world, right? So she brought up the interest I had for animals.
It led Patrick to the University of Missouri, where he thought he'd become a veterinarian. But along the way, he became interested in an agribusiness idea that involved cattle. It led him to Weston, Missouri, where he began raising a breed you don't see much in the U.S.
Wagyu basically means black cow in Japanese. The breed itself originates from Japan. If you never looked up the history on it, definitely a really cool story there.
Wagyu usually produce prime beef, and Patrick says there's still a lot of untapped demand in that top end of the market.
I think that's what people want to see. They want to see prime steak. That's the one form of beef that sales are just increasing like crazy. They just can't make enough of it. I think it'll be kind of an interesting to see what happens with the breed within the next 5 to 10 years.
Patrick had the Wagyu cattle, and he was ready to sell his product, but there were challenges when he first began marketing his beef, mostly to restaurants.
Our original business model was do a little bit on the consumer side, and then, you know, the bulk would be to restaurants. And that business model was tough for a couple reasons, one of the biggest being people didn't know what the heck Wagyu was yet, so people were like, why are you trying to charge me $8 for a pound of hamburger?
Sales went up and down with publicity that he received from his herd and his company. But then something unexpected happened. Publicity about one of their products that might seem far removed from a prime steak. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside. In Weston, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Students at a school in Pennsylvania are supplying produce to a 4-star hotel. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's real-life horticulture and agribusiness as they're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania is a private K-12 program that offers hands-on agricultural work experience as part of the curriculum. Over the past 3 years, students built an indoor hydroponic system to grow microgreens, basil, tomatoes, cucumbers, and strawberries. They now sell their produce at a student-run farmer's market and also to the Hotel Hershey, a local 4-star resort. Jason Smith is the school's horticultural instructional advisor. He says one of the reasons they pursued this is to provide an authentic agribusiness that the students could take part in.
They can see beyond the hobby side of it. They can see the career potential in horticulture. Now that we're growing hydroponically in greenhouses, we have produce that we can offer and sell in the winter, in the late fall, and the early spring, when none of the farms in the area can touch that. And so we have access to really high-value, high-paying niche markets because of that.
The hotel purchases produce every week from the school. Students have also created and care for an herb garden at the hotel that the culinary staff use in their dishes. Smith says this has been a rewarding experience for everyone.
Since we started selling to the hotel in particular, I can see that satisfaction in our students. I mean, they know they're a part of something authentic and important. If they're putting on gloves to harvest strawberries, they're taking food safety very seriously because we know that this food will actually be eaten by paying customers. So for all of us, it has been very rewarding to be a part of something like this.
Learn more about the Milton Hershey Schools program at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
Something about a young child's wonder. They're like a sponge taking in everything around them, and they're not worried about tomorrow. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Do you have this kind of stress-free mindset when it comes to your finances? Or are you always thinking about your next bill or your next purchase, wondering if you have enough in savings or if you're on track with your future goals? No matter your net worth, you can be prepared for tomorrow. One way you can be prepared is by understanding your finances today. A good rule of thumb is to review your financial accounts once a month or every payday. When you do this, ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you spending within your means? Are you on track to achieve your long-term goals? Are your financial decisions aligned with your faith and your values? By doing this, you'll have a good understanding of where your money is going and areas you can improve. So embrace the moment. Don't let money stress consume your thoughts. You can have financial clarity and live a life true to your values and purpose.
Turn your job into a vocation. St. Gregory Catholic School in Marysville has employment opportunities for the 21-22 school year, helping students grow both academically and spiritually. Full-time positions for K-6 resource teacher and paraprofessional, and part-time positions for teacher's aide and school counselor are available. Visit stgregorychurch.org and click on education, or contact Karen Farrell at kfarrell@stgregorychurch.org or 562-2831 for more information.
The CEO of Cargill says farmers were heroes during the COVID-19 pandemic. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers to be aware of pollinator movement. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Before using any neonic insecticide, be sure to follow the label recommendations, establish appropriate buffer zones, calibrate equipment, and avoid spraying flowering plants in or near the field. Working with beekeepers in the area is another way to help maximize products while minimizing any negative impacts to pollinators.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. During the 125th annual convention of the National Feed and Grain Association, Cargill CEO David McLennan said agriculture performed well during the worst of the pandemic.
Our farmers are heroes. Our food workers, our ag workers, they stepped up. When the world was shutting down in early 2020 and there was a lot of fear, where's our food going to come from? How are we going to make sure it gets to the tables and the stores and the restaurants where people can consume it? Our farmers stepped up.
McLennan says farmers also have the opportunity to be heroes in the effort to fix the climate change problem. But he adds, they have to be able to remain profitable as they do that.
We can set all the goals we want, all the targets that we want, but if our farmers aren't successful, then we won't be successful. They've got to lead the way. Our farmers have to have access to information. They have to have access to funds. This is how ag is going to be the solution for the future.
McLennan says regenerative agriculture practices can be adopted to achieve what he says is the biggest challenge for farmers today, producing enough to feed a growing world population.
Ag is how we can produce food more sustainably, with less water usage, with better focus on soil health.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. To see their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, in Kansas, wheat harvest starts and stops as the rain continues to start and stop. And we find out that we are not the only ones that have that issue.
It's the same exact for us.
That's Darby Campsey with Texas Wheat. She says in between the rain showers, the wheat that's been harvested had to been pretty good.
Honestly, in general, yields have been slightly above average. In specific regions, you know, down south, they were closer to average. In South Texas and the Coastal Bend, dryland wheat, you know, gets maybe 20 bushels per acre. And that really is about average.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've moved further north, yields have been, I would say, on average, about 10 bushels higher than our average, and even higher than that as well. So in general, yields have been slightly above average for most of the state. Protein has been really all over the place. We have really yet to nail down a good average protein because it has been so widely varied. Even in the same region, it'll be all over the place. We're seeing very average, you know, 9 to 10% up to very high, 13, 14, 15%. Now, as far as test weights go, those have been excellent for hard red winter, but we are seeing low test weights for soft red winter. And I think, you know, soft red winter typically is a little bit lower, but it's really all the moisture that they've gotten didn't allow for that really robust grain development.
Once again, that's Darby Campsey, Texas Wheat's Harvest Updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue and save some green on Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. From June 25th through July 4th, you'll get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their 4th of July rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon during the July 4th event. Save on other great Valspar paint, too, during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware through July 4th. See the rebate URL in store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Agriculture Committee set to dive into market transparency from cattle to consumer prices in a Wednesday hearing. Producer groups pressuring Capitol Hill on the subject recently, arguing packer profit margins have increased. Well, there's been a lot of different opinions from groups on what bill should address the issue could look like. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer thinks a consensus can be reached. He said, I think we'll get together. Colleagues and Senator Grassley will get a bill moving forward. So clarifying, it was a bipartisan effort. Fisher's introduced a bill with Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon that would establish a regional cash minimums. Senator Grassley's bill, along with Senator John Tester of Montana, would require meat processors to purchase a minimum of 50% weekly volume of beef slaughter on the spot market. By the way, the hearing expected to include testimony from three economists and representatives from producer groups. According to sources, invites went out to Rabobank animal protein analyst Dustin Naharan, K-State Ag economist Professor Dr. Glenn Tonzer, University of Missouri Rural Sociology Associate Professor Mary Hendrickson, Kansas beef producer Mark Gardner, and South Dakota auctioneer Justin Tupper. Gardner is chair of U.S. Premium Beef. Tupper runs St. Ange Livestock in western South Dakota. They'll be testifying on behalf of producer groups. Gardner on behalf of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Tupper on behalf of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says broadband will be crucial for farmers to quantify carbon sequestration practices on farms. He visited with farmers in Central Virginia late last week with Democrat Abigail Spanberger, the chair of the House Ag Committee Conservation and Forestry Subcommittee. More Ag News at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Students in Pennsylvania are supplying produce to a 4-star hotel. It's horticulture and agribusiness in the real world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania is a private K-12 program that offers hands-on agricultural work experience as part of the curriculum. Over the past 3 years, students built an indoor hydroponic system to grow microgreens, basil, tomatoes, cucumbers, and strawberries. They now sell their produce at a student-run farmer's market and also to the Hotel Hershey, a local 4-star resort. Jason Smith is the school's horticultural instructional advisor. He says one of the reasons they pursued this is to provide an authentic agribusiness that the students could take part in.
They can see beyond the hobby side of it. They can see the career potential in horticulture. Now that we're growing hydroponically in greenhouses, we have produce that we can offer and sell in the winter, in the late fall, in the early spring, when none of the farms in the area can touch that. And so we have access to really high value, high paying niche markets because of that.
The hotel purchases produce every week from the school. Smith says this has been a rewarding experience for everyone.
Since we started selling to the hotel in particular, I can see that satisfaction in our students. I mean, they know they're a part of something authentic and important. If they're putting on gloves to harvest strawberries, they're taking food safety very seriously because we know that this food will actually be eaten by paying customers. So for all of us, it has been very rewarding to be a part of something like this.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Milton Hershey Schools program at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Some nice plus signs for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. July corn is up 28 at 664.5. September up 21.75 at 552. Kansas City wheat doing remarkably well. July KC wheat up 20.25, 620.5. September is up 20.5 at 629.5. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat coming along nicely too. Soybeans looking very well. July soybeans up 32 at 1361.5. August beans up 36.75 at 1339.5. Soybean meal and soybean oil doing nicely. July bean meal is up 630 at 553. Make that 353.50. August is up 640 at 355.30. Soy oil is doing well. July is up 259 points at 62.30. August up 247 at 60.67. Cotton is doing well. October cotton is up 7 points at 88.11. December is up 19 points at 87.37. In the livestock complex, June live cattle down 92 at 121.90. August down 135 at 121.45. Back months are all down. August feeders down 250 at 157.07. September feeders down 182 at 159.42. So having some issues with cattle today, have had all day. In fact, all the back months are lower in feeder cattle by well over a dollar. So not a happy day there. July hogs up $3 at 104.95. August hogs up 285 at 102.62. So some pretty strong movement for hogs all the way across while cattle continue to struggle. August gold is currently up $2.60 at $1,780.40 an ounce. October gold is up 70 cents at $1,780.50. So we're seeing some nice movement with gold here. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Are you ready for your next new vehicle but think you're out of options? Well, think again. Rusty Egg Ford has a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now.
At Rusty Egg Ford, these certified vehicles offer the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty. Like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. These certified vehicles also come fully inspected and do not depreciate as much after driving off the lot, preserving the value of your car. You also receive 24/7 roadside assistance and travel interruption reimbursements. Now that's driving with total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
Rusty Egg Ford is here to make sure you have plenty of options. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Offers expire 7/31.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Nationally renowned Hot Club of Cowtown will be live in Blue Rapids for the sesquicentennial celebration Sunday, July 4th. Join them for a jam on the square 2:30 till 3:30 and a free show on the fairgrounds beginning at 7:30. Sunday, July 4th in Blue Rapids.
Look out there, Smith. Well, you ought to see.
see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down on Shimbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door. The next house over is the grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little hungry. Dance all night, dance a little hungry. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. A big creek's up and a little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Slop bucket fell from the window up above. Mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and we laid him on the beam. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat and throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Jake. A little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.